Yes, it's the same year, 1932, in Abbey Road Studios. Sergei Prokofiev went with the London Symphony Orchestra as well, under the baton of Piero Coppola, who it just happened to be the grandfather of Francis Ford Coppola.
So what an amazing kind of conflagration of people all coming together in that one hotbed of creativity in Abbey Road.
Yes, yes. This is a very interesting recording. It's because we can listen to Prokofiev's performing style, and we get a chance to really hear what he wanted to do with the piece. Mm. It's quite interesting. He plays with a lot more finesse and a lot less brute force than a lot of contemporary pianists. And he doesn't have, you're not going to get the sheer adrenaline of a Martha Argerich performance, for example, but it's still very exciting, very clear and very intelligent playing.
He was a phenomenal pianist, wasn't he?
I've seen videos of him in film clips. There's a couple of film clips you can find on the internet, and he had the most beautiful piano technique, relaxed arms, perfect hand position. I mean, he was a marvellous pianist and a beautiful, warm and rounded sound. You'd never associate that with his music.
No, it's interesting because it can be quite spiky, can't it, in a way?
Well, the music can be. And yeah, to give it credit, I mean, he was a modern pianist in a time when there was still a lot of romantic pianists around. I mean, Paderewski, for example, was still playing, who would often break the hands, the right and the left hand, which Prokofiev never does. Mm. Also, Prokofiev liked to do a lot of accents, but he never took extra time on the accents. You know, you play a note slightly louder, but you also give it a bit of extra time. Well, Prokofiev kept the rhythm quite steady.
And this recording was made a little while after he composed the piece.
Yes, composed 1921, I think it was composed. And he'd obviously played it quite a lot. I mean, it's a very interesting, also for the fact that you can hear that he's accelerating the tempo all the time through the first movement. When it comes to the recapitulation, it's significantly faster than it is at the beginning. And I don't know whether this is because he's got a disagreement with the conductor over the speed and he's just trying to get the orchestra to play a bit quicker. I don't know.
It must be one of those difficult situations if you're a conductor and the composer is playing his own piece.
Yes. No, he's very, very true to the score. Not always with dynamics. He doesn't change the notes like sometimes Rachmaninoff did or Bartok in performances of their own music. But I think probably he would have been happy with performers taking a bit more leeway with the score than people do nowadays.
Well, let's hear what he did with it. This is the first movement of Prokofiev's third piano concerto. from 1932, Piero Coppola conducting the London Symphony Orchestra in the first movement of Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3. Prokofiev himself, the soloist, he wasn't hanging around at the end there, was he, Mark?
No. Poulenc thought that Prokofiev's playing was like the steady unwinding of a precision clockwork motor spring. And I think we can hear that there, can't we? He apparently, rubato made his flesh creep. So.
But is it the only recording we have of Prokofiev?
No, there's quite a few solo performances. It's the only recording of him with orchestra, but there, we've got Vision Fugitive, and we have, his fourth piano sonata, I think.
Mm. And what kind of insight does it give you into, as a pianist yourself, into how you might approach a Prokofiev concerto differently?
He plays rather relatively lightly. He doesn't. He never really hits the bottom of the key. He strokes the keys. He's got a very strong sense of rhythm. He never delays a note. If he's going to do a little bit of rhythmic inflection, he always comes slightly early.
Mm-hmm.
The melody will come before rather than wait. And do that kind of romantic ka-chunk. He never does that.
He's very much in control of it. I came across the phrase velvet poured to describe a pianist the other day, and that phrase came into my mind as I was listening to that recording.
Yes, it's not a very aggressive sound. It doesn't have that, as I said before, adrenaline in it, but it's got certainly has an architectural sense of rhythm, you know, forward moving all the time.
Mm.
And my favourite bit is actually that very tender ethereal part in the middle where he's just barely stroking the sound out of the keys.
Yeah. Really beautiful. Well, thank you very much for digging that up out of the archives. That was the recording of Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3, and it's available if you want to listen to the whole thing.